It is 7:45. That means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrow from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi there, Denny. How are things this morning?
Well, I'm just going to get my parka ready for the 7 below cold tonight.
Well, we need it to go with all the snow we've got.
Wow. Yeah, it keeps on coming.
What a winter already.
Yeah, well, it's obviously going to be a white Christmas. I don't think we have to worry about that.
I don't think anybody has to worry. If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, your dreams are fulfilled.
What are we going to chat about today?
I thought we'd chat about some just odds and end gift giving for the holidays. I had an email, and a guy asked me, he said, last July you talked about a liqueur, and I thought that would be wonderful to have on Christmas morning, and I forgot the name of it. The liqueur is called Louisa, like the woman's name. And if you like Tia Maria or Kahlua, you're going to absolutely love Louisa. Louisa is a combination of coffee, pecan, and caramel flavoring in a liqueur. And I'll tell you, it'll make a cup of coffee the most continental experience you've ever had. The name of it is Louisa, and it is a great, great after-dinner drink. And it's also great to pour on brie cheese and then pop it in the oven. Good to cook with, and of course, if you're going to cook with it, might as well put a little in the cook. The name of it's Louisa. The other thing I was asked about was a gimmicky thing we had last year called the Chirpy Top. The Chirpy Top is a insert. It's a pourer, actually, that goes in the top of a bottle of wine. And as you pour the wine out, the bird chirps. It sounds just like a canary chirping away. It's kind of a cute little gimmicky thing. And I was asked about an easy wine opener. Well, that would be the Vino Drill. Vino Drill is a battery-operated corkscrew. It has a nonstick worm. In other words, the worm is covered with Teflon. And the battery does all the work, and it just pops out. Makes a great gift. It's called the Vino Drill. It's a battery-operated wine opener. And the Chirpy Top also is kind of a cute thing. For our mixologists, we've got a new thing called Rudy's Old Fashioned Kit, and it comes in a very handsome black box. 8 ounces of Demerara syrup, ounce of aromatic bitters, graduated stainless steel jigger, and an 8-ounce jar of bourbon cherries. It is a wonderful gift for the best mixologist on your list and makes the best old-fashioned. The box will make about 32 old-fashions, and I'll tell you, you've never had an old-fashioned like that. And all you mixologists out there, you want to try it. It's Rudy's old-fashioned kit. The cherries alone are to die for. It makes a great gift for a bar starter, a housewarming gift, and even a professional bartender would enjoy it. Again, it's 32 drinks, and it's called Rudy's Bar Kit. Somebody asked me, what do you give people? Well, I give people a case of wine, and I'll tell you about it. I start with Bao Family Zinfandel. You know, Zinfandel has its origins in Croatia, and then they went to Italy as Primitivo. It came here to America as the American Weed. But Zinfandel is a remarkable wine. And this particular expression of Zinfandel, it's rich and flavorful. It has a compelling aftertaste. It's a go-to wine for grilled meat. And it'll be soon, if you try it, Bao Family, B-A-U-S Family Vineyard Zinfandel. It's robust, full-bodied, and a Zinfandel that you'll enjoy. The next wine in my case is Vouvray Voltaire. Loire Valley-based Vouvray is absolutely a most wonderful wine to have with turkey. You know, the Loire is a beautiful area. This is a beautiful wine. It has a soft edge. You want it just with a slight chill on it, not too cold. Some Vouvrays age very well. Once I had one that was over 50 years old, it was remarkable. It's 100% Chenin Blanc, and it goes perfectly with turkey or holiday meals because of the soft edge. It goes with things like yams with maple syrup or marshmallows. The next wine is Fourdante Cabernet Sauvignon. This comes from the Boisset family in the Languedoc. It has good Cabernet flavor. It's soft enough for the beginner to Cabernet and swell enough that if you're a Cabernet lover, you'll see why this is really a delicious cab. It's approachable. Its refined taste will have you wanting more, and it'll make a flank steak taste like a filet mignon. The next wine I picked is Provenera Reserve. It's my go-to Pinot Noir. It's a everyday Pinot. I use it really as a house wine. It compares to the Miomai, that's a very popular Pinot Noir, but it's better. If you want to try it with grilled salmon and use my maple syrup sauce, it's one part soy sauce, three parts maple syrup, marinate the salmon in that, pop it on the grill and have a glass of Provenera Reserve Pinot Noir, you're just going to find it delightful. My next wine is Silver Beach Sauvignon Blanc. If you like Kim Crawford, and Kim, is, by the way, is a guy, he's a friend of mine, you'll love Silver Beach. It's our largest selling Zinfandel wine. I'm sorry, our largest selling New Zealand wine. And you'll love its floral nose and citrus aftertaste. It's rich. It's easy to see why this is our number one Kiwi wine. The winemaker's an artist. Have it with shrimp, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Another one happens to be my son Ted's favorite wine, Perlita Malbec Syrah. It's a mixture of those two from Argentina, and it is a flavorful wine with just the right amount of Malbec and Syrah. It's a great match to pair with barbecue ribs. We've talked in the past how Malbec blends so well with barbecue ribs, and this wine is no exception. It really is an incredibly good wine from Argentina. The next one, of course, you've all heard me talk about Tavel Rosé. It's Cuvée Royale Tavel Rosé. It is my favorite rosé of all time. This is a rosé for the red wine lover. Its bold fruit makes it just so assertive and wonderful to taste. It makes a fabulous aperitif. And as we've talked in the past, they only make rosé in Tavel. That's all they make there. So they really are experts on rosé. It's a bigger rosé than the rosés you're used to from the Provence and places like that. It has more body and more character. It's just an incredible wine. And don't forget, as I said, in Tavel, they don't make any red wine. They don't make any white wine. All they make is rosé, and it's great. And try it as an aperitif before a meal. You'll just love it. Or, as I had it the first time, with salad niçoise in Monaco. We were sitting near the beach, and the waiter suggested a Tavel with our salad niçoise. He brought it, and it's been a love of affair ever since, and that was 50 years ago. The next wine I picked came from Spain, El Cerco Tempranillo. It's a Spanish discovery that'll delight the most jaded palate. It's a wine with spine, but it's approachable. It shows Tempranillo at its very best. And, of course, that's the best and the most planted grape type in all of Spain. Try it with a grilled burger. And, you know, the Tempranillo could even stand a little chill in the summertime, but with a burger, absolutely delicious. The next wine on my list of 12 is Villa Cafaggio. Now, it's been over 10 years since I sold my interest in this property in Italy, but it continues to be a favorite of mine. About a week ago, I had a Tuscan beefsteak, and in case any of you don't know, they specialize in these big, thick cuts of meat, almost like a giant porterhouse, cooked with rosemary and garlic, and oh, God, it is absolutely delicious. It's beefsteak Toscana, and if you try this Villa Cafaggio with that, I'm telling you, it's a marriage made in heaven. That Toscano steak never, ever tasted better. Well, what case of wine wouldn't be complete without a bottle of sparkling wine? And for that, I chose Louis Boyau Brut Non-Vintage. This is a wonderful, wonderful sparkling wine, a great crowd pleaser, layers and layers of flavor. It really rivals champagne in taste and in quality. And, you know, and it's made in the same method as they make champagne. Champagne's always going to be expensive because of the regulations and how they have to make it, and it stands out remarkably well in other sparkling wine. But this is about as close as you can get without being real French champagne. It's a great aperitif, and they open it up, and it shouts. In the minute you hear that cork pop, it's instant celebration. And if you want to try another marriage made in heaven, try this sparkling boyo with a potato chip that you put a dollop of caviar on. Believe me, you'll see what is a perfect marriage of food and wine. That Boisse Brut Non-Vintage, a potato chip with a little dollop of caviar. My next one, number 11 out of my 12, is Chateau Prieur. It's a brewery. Again, this is from the Boisse Empire. And the wine is Beaujolais, but you'd never guess that. It has all this character and definitive properties. It's a brewery. That's a Grand Cru of Beaujolais, one of the communes there. And brewery is known to be almost as good as Moulin Avant, which is considered by most people to be the very best Beaujolais, Moulin Avant, the windmill. But this brewery is absolutely delightful. It has a little age on it. It's 8 years old. You would never, as I said, guess it. It's a brewery at all. It tastes like a big, powerful Burgundy. And if you want to try something delicious, have slow-roasted chicken with that brewery. And believe me, you'll know God's in heaven and all is right with the world. The last bottle in my list is André Gauchot. As Nuit Saint-Georges. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a new discovery this year, and the family, I met them through the House of Schenck, which is the Europe's largest family wine landholders, and what a find it was. They care about their wines, and their whole family works at the vineyard, from the grandfather down to the grandson. And believe me, this is kind of the essence of Pinot Noir. It's a delicious wine. You want to try it with fried chicken, you'll find, again, a marriage made in heaven. And, well, there it is. That's Jack Farrell's case of wine for Christmas. And, by the by, you can get that online at Haskell's, and you can stop in any Haskell's store, and they have the case all prepared, as well as notes on each of the wines, in case you weren't paying close attention to what I said. There's some notes with each of these wines describing what they'd be good for and describing the foods they would go very well with and the occasion to have them. So if you're looking for a really interesting wine gift, why not get my case of wine for Christmas? It makes a great gift, and you know what? I'd give one to myself.
There's proof right there. Yes. No, it's just a great idea. Jack, I know we have about 30 seconds before we talk more about Haskell's. Can you please repeat the soy sauce maple syrup ratio?
It's very simple. It's three parts of good maple syrup and one part soy sauce. Marinate the salmon in that, put it on the grill. I think it was Wednesday night of this week. I had it. I didn't feel like going out with the grill. It was a little chilly. So I cooked it in the oven. Results were almost as good as having it on the grill. But that maple syrup on top, coupled with the soy sauce, the saltiness of the soy sauce, with that sweetness of the maple syrup, and it just enhances the salmon incredibly. And again, three parts maple syrup, one part soy sauce, marinated in that. You could even baste it as it cooks in that. But really, usually, salmon, if you have just a small fillet, doesn't take that long. Even in the oven, it's only about 15 minutes or so. But you can baste it with that as well. But and if you make it up and you got extra, just put it in the refrigerator and keep it because of the maple syrup. It'll stay in the refrigerator for a long time.
All right, Jack, we're just about out of time. Can we talk next week?
Well, I'm going to look forward to that.
Me too. Have a great week, Jack. Thank you. Stay warm. Jack Farrell from Haskell. A lot of locations. You have any questions, you can ask any of those folks there what you heard on CCO today. They'll help you out.